Lovely, wonderful, wonderful presentation. And thank you to, especially thank you to Caroline and the staff and to Del and to Brian for their hard work and all the younger church teachers and helpers. You know who you are. Wonderful, wonderful presentation. And we do thank you very, very much. Let's give them another round. Come on. I'm sure it would be true to say that one of the nicest things about Christmas is the joy of giving and receiving gifts on Christmas Day. Of course, it can also be a bit stressful, and I must confess that I've reached the age where I've got 5 grandchildren, and I tend to go on the advice of my sons when buying gifts for their children. Do you remember when we were kids, we used to write little notes to Santa? How many of you remember that? We were encouraged to write a little note, weren't we, on Christmas Eve, and we'd put it under the mince pie to tell Santa what we'd like for Christmas. But boy, how times have changed. And we live today in a modern high-tech world, and a little girl went to a big department store, and she went to Santa's grotto, and Santa tried to make her feel welcome, and he said to the little girl, "What would you like for Christmas?" And she said in reply rather sharply to him, "Didn't you get my Snapchat?" Days of little notes in paper have gone. And I'm sure everyone buys gifts with the best intentions, but sometimes there are faux pas and they leave us with the saying, well, it's the thought that counts. And that really means, I hate what you've given me, but it's the thought that counts. I was once bought, and there's a picture coming up, I was once bought a big leather handyman's belt with loops and straps to hold all manner of tools. Is it coming up? It should come up in a minute. It was an incredible contraption. It had pouches, loops, chains to fasten everything to. And when I tried it on and put all my hammers, pliers, saws, drills, chisels, screwdrivers, I could hardly move. I wasn't going to get any DIY done wearing that. I looked more like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid than a DIYer. We all make mistakes. Gifts can test us at Christmas. And I wonder, and I want you to be honest this afternoon, how many of you have received a gift that you didn't like and you passed it on to somebody else? Come on. I know, because I've had some from you. I'm joking. That's okay, but you have to be very careful that you don't give it back to the person who gave it to you in the first place. How embarrassing would that be? Pastor Terry's been wearing my handyman's belt for years. I heard of a husband who bought his wife a beautiful pair of diamond earrings for Christmas, but a friend of his said to him, he said, "I thought your wife this year wanted one of those sporty SUV jobs." And the husband said, "Oh, she did, but I couldn't find a Porsche Macan that was fake. It's all right, I don't mind waiting." And of course, Christmas can bring the best and the worst out in all of us. A father decided to test his identical twin sons at Christmas. He had identical twin sons that had the same color of hair, same build, same height, same everything, in every aspect but one thing, their personality. One of them was a terrible pessimist, and the other one was a wonderful optimist. And so one Christmas, he decided to test his sons, and he bought his pessimist son every conceivable high-tech, expensive gift that he could buy. There was a PlayStation, PS4, there was high-tech stuff, an Apple Watch, you name it, he got it. But for his optimist son, he thought he'd test him, and on Christmas Eve, he filled his bedroom with horse manure. And on Christmas Day, he went down the corridor, and he could hear this weeping and wailing coming from his pessimist son's bedroom. And he said to his son, "What on earth are you upset about?" He said, "Oh, Dad, I've got to buy batteries for all this lot. My friends will be jealous of me. I'll get bullied at school because of everything you've bought me." He said, "I'm not happy at all." He walked down the corridor to his optimist son's room, and he heard all this joy and laughter and jumping about, and he went into the bedroom, and he said to his optimist son, "Why are you so happy?" He said, "Dad, there's got to be a pony in here somewhere." Gifts. But seriously, friends, you know, the greatest gift we remember at this time of year is the gift that God gave to us of his son to mankind to be born as a little baby in the manger. And the angel summed it up when he spoke the following words to the shepherds in the fields that first nativity night. The angel said, "Don't be afraid, For I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. Saviour, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem. And that's the first thing I'd like to say to us this afternoon, that the gift is for everyone. The gift is for all mankind. The angel said that the news that he brought was to bring good news and great joy to all people. That's everybody. That includes you this afternoon. And there's a verse in the Bible which I believe is the most well-known verse in the Bible. It's John chapter 3 and verse 16. And it says, God loved the world so much that he gave his son so that everyone who believes in him may not die but have eternal life. And that's the essence of the gospel. This is the good news of Christmas, that Jesus died, that Jesus came, that Jesus died on a cross for everyone. Everyone is included, nobody is excluded. And that's the good news, whether you're young or old, whether you're rich or poor, whether you've lived a good life or whether you've made some mistakes along the way, the good news, the essence of the gospel, is it's for everyone. The second thing about this gift is that it's free. The Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Many people can't get this. Many people can't get that God's grace is free. Although it cost Jesus everything when he died on the cross, for you and me, it's the free gift of God. Many people think they have to work for it. Many people think they have to go to church for it. Many people think they have to live a religious life and do all sorts of religious things. And they're mistaken. They're on the wrong path. That's not what it's about. The gift is free. You can't earn it. You can't work for it. You can't do anything in your own effort to receive God's gift except receiving it by faith. The Bible says that by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I can't earn my salvation. It's a free gift from God. The gift is free. And the third and final thing I want to say in closing this afternoon is that the gift has to be received. There has to be an interaction between the giver and the receiver. And that happens when the gift is received. It would be extremely rude for you to offer me a gift this Christmas and for me to receive it, wouldn't it? And for me to refuse it, wouldn't it? The gift has to be received. The Bible says that he came to his own and his own received him not, but to as many as received him, to them gave he the right to become the children of God. The Apostle Paul says, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Or as another version says, for this gift, too wonderful for words. So, friends, it's for you. It's free. But you have to do something. You have to receive it by faith. May God bless you as you think about these things. And we have a little gift to give you as we close and as you go home today. We'd like you to take one of these booklets called The Christmas Connection. It's written by J. John. And it's a little booklet about discovering a relationship with God, because that's what being a Christian is all about. It's not being religious, it's not doing certain things, it's receiving the gift that God gave us when he gave Jesus to be our Savior. Bless you.